Welcome everybody back to Dom. That's True Hot Takes following week 7 in the NFL.
Today is October 20th, 2025.
That is true. I'm your host, the most Truman C. Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Bang.
Owen Dom. We're going to break down all your hot takes from across Twitter.
Yup.
Instagram. Text messages from some people and Snapchat even.
Yep. And Instagram.
Let me double check YouTube comments. Hold on.
Oh, I didn't check YouTube comments. I checked Spotify. No comments on Spotify.
No comments on Spotify.
Good. No comments on Spotify. I checked.
Somebody kind of gave us a hot take.
They say.
We'll cover it, but I don't think this technically counts per se, but we'll talk about it. He gave us a comment. Sort of.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just on the touchdown that the Seahawks just threw, JSN went ahead and dunked the ball on the goalpost.
Is he in trouble?
Well, that's a fine and a flag.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's start here with our first hot take. Comes from Grant. I want you to look very closely at this photo. He told me that this photo makes me look like the Rizzler.
A little bit.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
A little bit.
You're telling me I got Rizzler face?
No, your cheeks are not that fat.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, the Rizzler's cheeks are way fatter than that.
So pinchable.
Oh. He is a chubby cheek little boy.
All right.
Resting Riz face from your father is crazy.
I told him that actually this whole thing has been an ad. I would like you to try my new flavor Rizberry on Arizona iced tea.
That's a real flavor, right?
Yes. By the way, before we get too deep into this, if you would like to subscribe to the Patreon for as little as $1 a month,
a day,
you can get this episode on Tuesday mornings instead of Friday mornings. You can get the bonus episode
for less than 20 cents a day, fellas.
That's right.
That's a great deal.
What? Less than 20 cents a day? Brother, it's less than 4 cents a day.
Sorry, did I say something wrong?
Less than $30
less a day. Less than $1 million a day, for sure.
Less than your gas bill cost. Unless you're all...
Unless you lived at Truman in my college house where the gas meter was broken and said we used no gas ever.
We didn't do it, so it's now illegal. All right. Next one comes from Logan. Says TJ Watt is now the second worst contract in the NFL.
Is he? No.
What's wrong with TJ Watt right now?
I don't know. Is he hurt?
Hold on. I got paid 3 years, $123 million. So $41 million. Listen, only a 3-year deal is hard to ever be kind of the worst deal possible.
No, Daniel Jones's contract from the Giants is still getting paid or got bought out.
Deshaun Watson, obviously the worst one.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. Tua is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Think about other quarterbacks that got way overpaid. Joe Burrow's pretty bad right now.
I guess he just didn't play well against the Bengals. I think this is a bit of an overstate. I mean, he won Defensive Player of the Year, like, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah. And then he was second place last year. Behind,
I'm not sure we need to freak out about TJ Watt.
Unless he's injured, and I don't know. Unless he's not performing.
No, he just didn't play very well against the...
Oh, whatever.
He's a little old. He's 31 years old. So, I mean, yeah, NFL Defensive Player of the Year 2021, 4 All-Pros, second team All-Pro last year. Yeah, man, he'll be fine. I wouldn't worry about it. I imagine he might bounce back. Chris Jones only has 2 sacks this year, so
yeah.
And he's been fine. So
and he was great last game.
Listen, he just didn't play well against the Bengals. I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. We need to rate that as a
C tier.
I would say D tier.
Ooh, brutal.
And I think it might end up in F tier if TJ Watt. Oh, I hit the wrong thing. It might end up in F tier if TJ Watt gets at all better like we would imagine.
Damn. Brutal grade to start the day, Truman. Brutal grade.
That's right. TJ Watt is second worst contract in NFL. That was Logan. What did it say? 10-20?
Yeah, 20-25.
20-25. The year of our Lord, 20-25.
20-25, bro.
Whatever, dude. Fuck you. Chiefs have struggled against good defenses.
Huh?
He sent that, and I was like,
Yeah, without our top two wide receivers, sure.
Yeah, I mean, again, Mahomes hasn't thrown for less than 250 since Worthy's been back. He's only thrown one interception since Worthy's been back.
The only good defense they've played is in the Jags, and they scored 28. Should have scored 35.
Wait, what? Are we not calling the Eagles' defense good?
I mean, we are, but asterisk on that game. No Worthy, no Rice.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair. Let me see. So top defenses, Texans, Seahawks, Rams, Falcons, Chiefs are number five, by the way. Vikings, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Bills. We have not played any of the top 10 defenses. We keep going. The Niners, the Colts, the Steelers, the Lions, who the Chiefs put 31 on.
Yep.
Is the top-rated defense. I guess we really haven't. Maybe that's the hot take, is that we haven't played against good defenses yet.
I guess not. But the.
But no. We're not going to get any challenges. I mean, the Denver and the Bills are the only top two. And the Texans are the top. Well, the Texans are playing right now. So the Texans, the Bills, and the Broncos are the only top 10 defenses we're going to play this year.
The Bills have the Colts. A top Colts 10 are defense? 12.
Yeah, but they've also played a game less. So they're going to end up being a worse defense. They're at 137. They'd probably drop to probably 21st defense if they allowed 20 points in the next game. So, yeah, I wouldn't. That's probably not worth. I don't know where to rate this.
C tier because we haven't played the defenses yet. C tier for gonna come back to this.
Yeah, I'm almost. Yeah, I'm fine to put in C tier, but I don't think the Chiefs have really struggled when their offense has been healthy.
Yeah, that's why we got to regrade. That's why we got to regrade.
Well, we do appreciate the take, Elias.
It is a hot take, though.
That's right. That's what we're looking for, controversial opinions. Absolutely. Next one comes from Elias. Also, steel cut Butker at the end of the season.
We cannot, I fear.
Yes. I think we already rated that a D tier. You can actually even see it right.
Oh, yeah.
Next, right over our own shoulder.
Right, yeah, look. It's right there. Elias said that already.
Yes, he wanted to and listen, I agree that Butker has not been good, but there's just you can't have $10 million in dead cap for your kicker.
Kind of
you
like
just let him keep
kicking. How we don't want Juwan Taylor after this season, but we can't cut him this season. He got too much money tied up.
Yes, but you can cut him at the end of this season.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Which we probably won't do, honestly, if he keeps playing as well as he's been playing.
Next one comes from Owen. Says Chiefs are losing a maximum of one game for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you go ahead and grade my take, Truman. This is my take.
I have them at two losses.
Who?
Just two dumb ones. You know how it goes. Two Jags games.
I just can't see us 12-5, man.
I do see us at 12-5. I think. But I'm gonna put a B tier. It is a hot take.
That's fine.
And it's worthy of it, but it's just not. Why is that one all the way over there? What's happening? Hold on, sorry, let me check something. Okay. I'm going to move this over. I don't know why it's over there. Oh, I know what happened. Okay.
Did you lock them all together on accident?
Well, no, it's frozen past there, so I imagine I froze it and moved it over here to go see, or moved it down here to go see what was going on there, and then just put it next to
this. I just cannot see the Chiefs, after looking as good as they've looked the last 2 weeks, I can't see them losing to anybody that's left on our schedule.
Chiefs lose a maximum of one more game this year.
Because
I mean, it's going to be an easy one to
write. Just for me, Truman, when I look at the schedule, right?
Because I'm also gonna put our record at this point, which is
4-3. Because, Truman, the Chiefs lost three games already, they now are not going to be in a spot where they have anything locked up. Because the Broncos' schedule is baby easy. For almost the rest of the year.
Right.
So they're going to have to keep stacking games. And unless the Broncos and Chargers start dropping games out of nowhere.
I agree that they're going to have to keep. I think the Broncos and Chargers are going to drop games out of nowhere, to be fair.
Sure. But I think that because the Chiefs are going to want the one seed, that there's not any rest to the starters' games left.
I know. Just quite simply, Mahomes has a game where he turns the ball over twice at crucial periods or whatever.
That just doesn't.
Hell, even the Chiefs' last game, you know, fucking Hollywood Brown fumbled it right into Xavier Worthy's hands. Mahomes threw two passes that could have been intercepted by defensive linemen.
One and a half.
One got popped up that was pretty close, and then one was pretty much right into the guy's lap, and he just was a defensive lineman. So,
yeah.
But, you know, obviously, if they get all three of those, this game gets not much closer.
Yeah, they might have 6 points then.
Yeah, it might have been 21-0 instead, but again, still my point.
Yeah.
There's a chance you lose a game to...
Dude, this team feels like the best Chiefs team we've seen. I'm serious. That's what it feels like.
It's been a bit since we've had a Chiefs team this good, I feel like.
It just feels like it's so funny that we're 4-3 too. Because that gives your casual fan a chance to say, oh, but they've lost. It's like, yeah, sure, man. Okay.
Next one comes from Jeffrey. K-State has another KU should have won Sunflower Showdown, but ultimately wins it because of KU's quarterback for the third year in a row.
Love this take. A tier.
Let's see. K-State beats KU because of Jaden Daniels one more time.
Jalen Daniels.
Sorry.
I love this take.
Why is that?
Because although players can improve, the core part of players generally doesn't change. Jalen Daniels is the opposite of clutch. He can't do it.
Just like Lance Leipold. Lance Leipold's also the opposite of clutch, which is kind of
yes.
Funny.
And while this KU team is good, I think K-State's hitting the stride. A big win right into a bye week.
I know. I worry about not having Dylan Edwards. But he's done, man. He's quit on this team.
Such a shame.
Yep. Next one comes from Vincent. Notice the tweet says, even though Flacco embarrassed Browning by showing how dog shit easy it is to be Bengals QB by repeatedly hitting the throw the ball to Jamar Chase button, I'm still not going to call him dad.
I don't think
this is a take that we have to put on here. I don't think it ends up on the sheet anywhere. But we will commend you for admitting that it is easy to be a Bengals QB because it's literally just the throw the ball to Jamar Chase button. Hit that button.
You got like 20 targets, right?
Yes, he had 20 targets. He had 16 receptions for 162 yards. Me and you could do that.
Turns out Jamar Chase is good. Who would have thought?
I could throw for 100 yards to Jamar Chase. I could do that.
Turns out he's good, Truman. Who would have known?
I like my
ass. It's one of those lesser-known facts of the NFL.
Yep. Next one comes from your mom.
My mother, yes.
Said, here's my hot take for tonight. Ugly uniforms are bad luck for the team.
Absolutely.
Give me ugly uniforms are good luck for a team.
No way.
How many times have we seen K-State lose in good alternates? Every time.
Okay, but that's K-State. That's different.
That's fair.
The old heads have some weird magic over our alternates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're a little biased.
S tier for my mother.
We'll put an S tier for your mother.
Ugly uniforms are bad luck. Think about NFL ugly jerseys, Truman. How many times have we seen the Seahawks lose in those ugly ass highlighter yellows?
I know, but how many times have you seen like Big Ben win in those terrible throwbacks they used to have in Pittsburgh?
They historically
lost. Or Aaron Rodgers win with the Packers.
They historically lost in those throwbacks.
I don't think so.
The Aaron Rodgers Packers throwbacks looked good. You stop that.
Oh my God, no. No, you're not. The brown and navy blue ones.
Dude, yeah, Aaron took...
No, fuck
dude,
that.
Aaron and I went on a darkness retreat, and he showed me how good they were.
Oh my God. Yeah, he showed you something on that darkness
retreat. Yeah, he showed me how to consume ayahuasca properly.
That's the next hot or not, is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh God.
On or off.
Absolutely
ayahuasca.
Not.
Next one comes from Cody. Says, the Raiders are the trashiest fan base in the NFL. Way more shitty than Cowboys fans.
I think this was true 10 years ago.
Yes. I don't know if it's true anymore.
I don't think the Raiders have fans anymore.
Yeah, that's my
issue. Because Oakland fans are fiercely loyal and are ready to jump ship if you leave their city.
Yeah. I'm going to put this in...
I think B tier, though. I still think the Raiders fans are trashy.
B-tier.
Raider!
Sorry, I did want to make sure your mom saw that we did put her take in S tier. I can't remember if I did.
What'd you name it? What'd you name it?
I put Stephanie on there.
You put Stephanie on there? Did you spell it right?
PH?
No.
Oh, she's an F?
She's an F. She's an F.
Ooh,
how dare you press that button right about my mother?
About an F in Stephanie.
How many T's does your dad have in his name?
Two.
Okay. Y for your mother?
I. C-I for my mom.
Press the button, buddy.
Ooh. I know that one's a little weird right now. Her full name's Teresa, to be fair.
What? Press it three times.
What's wrong with...
Ooh.
What's wrong with Tracy for right Teresa? Now. That feels right.
No, it does not.
How would you shorten Teresa?
T.
Uh-oh.
You know, fair enough. You can unpress the button one time.
100%.
There you go.
But
now
yeah.
that we've now that we're done insulting each other's mothers on air
about their names, Kelly.
So really, we're just roasting each other's grandmas.
Raiders are trashiest fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they used to be based out of Oakland. Oakland's a dirty city, man.
Oakland's a dumpster, man. Poor people who live in Oakland. They love their city, but their city does not love them back, I fear.
And they literally live across the bay from, like, one of the best cities, like, in the world. Or in the U.S.
Yeah.
San Francisco, so it just... that's
tough scene.
I believe this is the last one. Oh, no, we got two more. This one, these two come from Evan. Says, let's do the first one. Butker being less reliable for the Chiefs might be a net positive since they're more willing to go for it on fourth down.
This is a spicy
this
fucking
is a
take.
Big brain moment from Evan.
I'm thinking a minimum here, Truman.
Full disclosure, he told me this on the during the game, and I think he's correct. I think not only is it Harrison Butker, but it's also Matt Araiza. Is not an incredible finesse punter.
No, he's not. He's a boom punter. He's great for what the Chiefs need him to be. If
he's
got
a lot better at nailing people inside the 20, but he doesn't nail people inside the 15 or the 10 very often.
He's not like the Broncos punter who's just crazy in placing it inside the 10.
Yeah.
I think, funnily enough, Truman, Araiza is exactly what the Chiefs need. Just the emergency guy. Like, if they get stopped early, randomly, they need you to boom it.
Yeah, hey, flip the field, would you? Yeah, no problem, boss.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on our own 15. Would you flip the field? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I like this take. Would you put an S? You like it a lot?
Yeah. More aggressive. This is a long one, but I think it needs the explanation.
Sure.
Instead of just Harrison Butker being bad as a net positive for the Chiefs.
Sure. The paragraph of text in there. All right. And what's the other one?
The next one is Matt Nagy. Best case scenario is Matt Nagy does so well this year that he gets another head coaching gig and Mike McDaniel, the new OC.
Me personally, thinking about him and his kids, not best case scenario.
Kids are in college, aren't they?
No, they're in high school. One of them's the quarterback for West, Blue Valley West. That's why Patrick Mahomes and Travis went to a game.
Yeah, but what grade is he in?
If he's a senior, it could be best case scenario because he gets another head coaching job.
Yeah, because I feel like he's already been recruited by KU. Matt Nagy, son, quarterback.
Tate
Nagy. He's already on the, I believe he's already on the KU football team. KU Athletics already has him.
Oh,
on.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, we're ready.
Tate Nagy is a wide receiver for Kansas right now.
Oh, he's a wide receiver. That's tough. I think he got on the field recently.
Is that the only?
I think he's a special teamer.
Is that his only son?
No, he's got two sons and a daughter.
How much younger are the other two?
I don't remember.
Matt Nagy children, ages.
You can just go to bio.
On
Wiki.
Looks like Tate was 13. Jackson and Jet are 11 and 11. He's got twins?
Yeah, he's got twins.
It says four sons, no daughters.
But
it looks like Jackson and Jet are 2 years younger than him, so maybe they're...
Seniors?
No, they're juniors right now.
Spooky. Ooh.
I don't know, man. I think...
I don't know. Non-family-wise, Truman, do you really want Mike McDaniels a OC?
Yes. Yes, I do. Why would you not? You know who I actually want as an OC?
Who?
Actually, I want him as the next quarterback's coach. Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I say this all the time. I want Alex Smith as the next
person. He needs
person.
To be involved with the Chiefs organization again.
Maybe the best, like, one of the best Wonderlic, like, top five Wonderlic scores of all time.
Yeah, genius.
Yeah. So, best case scenario, Nagy head coach, Mike McDaniel, OC in 2026. I would put that at B tier.
My take is that because Nagy came back, Truman, unfortunately for what you think, I think he is going to wait for the Chiefs job.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No, I think Andy's got too many years left.
You think he's got a bunch left?
Yes. I don't think he's got a bunch. I think he's got 5 to 10.
That's a lot. He's already 70.
Well, how old's Belichick?
Too old?
I think the records are... One, I don't think it
takes too much out of Andy. You think he wants to go for the coaching record?
I don't think he's necessarily a stat pad or a record chaser, but I don't... If it's not causing him any health problems...
He's 67. He's younger than I thought.
His life has been football for so long at this point.
His whole life is football.
Again, go and watch that episode of The Kingdom. That doesn't sound like somebody that's looking to retire, looking to be done with it. I think it means a lot to him and his family.
I think
he's got adult children. It's not like there's nothing to do. You know, he's probably got grandchildren or whatnot. But
and
like,
his wife's full in on.
This has been his life for fucking 40 years. Yeah, 40, 50 years. I don't think he's looking to do other things.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah, I do bet you that either it might not be this year, but in the next 3 years, Matt Nagy will be interviewing. Well, I think Matt Nagy's already interviewing for head coaching jobs, but I think
I don't think you can interview in the middle of the season. Yeah, it has to be.
There's some weird rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be at least, Matt Nagy will be a head coach again in the next 3 years.
I hope so. I'm just, again, I know I've been critical of Matt Nagy on this podcast. I also am just a believer in that you need fresh blood and fresh eyes on everything. You need keep on bringing in new eyes and new innovation.
You want the Cliff Kingsbury situation to happen.
I don't know.
Well, because he's the OC for Commanders.
Sure. Okay. What are you saying?
That's just what you want. Is that someone just fresh, totally offensive minded?
Yeah, I just want. I think you need to bring in new ideas and new faces just to keep things fresh.
That's not ridiculous. Where'd you put that take? You put it in B tier?
I put it in B tier. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last one, as is the weekly tradition. George Kittle could be hot with a trimmed beard and haircut that fits his face. Unfortunately, he is gross looking right now.
S tier.
S tier for George Kittle is gross looking from Allison.
Right now, he is. Unfortunately, George Kittle is hilarious. If all the media availability he's done, Truman, is so funny. Did you see his most recent one?
No.
So he got 0 catches on 0 targets. And he said, sorry to all my fantasy head coaches out there.
There you go, Allison. S tier for George Kittle is
He said, don't blame me. Blame Kyle Shanahan. I wasn't in the plans this week.
That's very funny.
He's unfortunately hilarious.
Oh.
Similar to Josh Allen,
Josh Allen is what happens if you're tall, good looking, and goofy. You end up with Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
you won. You did it. Great job, Josh. Go
home. As a fan of a team that doesn't like the Niners, like the Chiefs and the Niners don't like each other very much, just like the Chiefs and the Bills don't like each other very much. Unfortunately, you'll never catch me hating on Josh Allen as a person because he's just fucking funny.
It's also hilarious. As a player, people were mad this year about a couple weeks ago because Josh Allen, after they lost, there was like a news article that got published of like Josh Allen talking about like since he's been married, he's realized kind of there's more to life than football.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think if I was married to Haley Steinfeld too, I might go home and be like, maybe there are more things than football. Maybe there's a couple
of things. My wife.
Yeah. This wife, pretty good. Pretty good wife.
This wife thing.
I feel that pretty cool. Every time we finish the podcast, I go upstairs to my lovely fiance. And I know there's
this fiance more to thing, life. Pretty chill, actually.
There's more to life than podcasting. The same thing. So, yes. But yeah, George Kittle is gross.
Dude, it's looking a rough look for him right now.
He looks. It's funny that he's such a big WWE fan because he looks like he should be like a WWE
heel.
Like mid card heel. He looks like a. I don't know how big of a. You were kind of into WWE. There's a guy called Heath Slater who used to just get fucking beat up. He was part of a 3-man band. And those guys used to just get fucking pummeled every week.
Was he part of the, we're dumb enough to challenge you? Was that him?
I don't know. That sounds about right.
It was when Braun Strowman and whoever else were, and it was Braun and the Tribal King were like teamed up for a tag team. They're like, who'd be dumb enough to challenge us? And you know, two heels come out from the behind the Jumbotron. We'd be dumb enough to challenge.
What do they look like?
I don't remember.
Okay, then I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Well, there you go. George Kittle is gross looking. We don't need to go to the. I know Allison's poll. Listen, George Kittle is gross looking. Absolutely succeeded.
I think he could be attractive, but once again, his haircut bad.
Again, he's tall. He's tall and muscular.
He needs to visit that barber in Wichita. That's like saving.
He's got plenty
lives.
Of hair that could fix him up. I think his mouth is a little weirder than you think,
dude. It's just his gross goatee.
That's true.
His goatee and mustache do not fit his face.
Yeah, I think Allison said like if he trimmed his beard. Oh God, dude. Dude, he looks gross. I think he's got weird head shape. I'm not sure George Kittle could be attractive.
Here, look. When the shit is trimmed up and not bad, like, he can be a handsome guy.
Yeah, kind of like how Max Crosby is a handsome guy.
I don't know. Max Crosby looks like a freak.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he would have to be scary, I think, is the only way.
Max Crosby looks like he says the N-word in public around black people and dares them to do something about it.
No.
That's what Max Crosby looks like.
Max Crosby gives the vibe that everybody's just fine with him saying it. They're like, you know what? I don't know why, but yeah, I think
no,
so.
No, dude. I think that everyone is not fine with him saying it, but they can't stop him.
Oh, well.
That's what I think.
That's fair. Yeah, he could probably call me whatever he wants.
I'll tell you, I'm not saying anything to Max Crosby if he challenges me on anything.
Yeah. But yeah, George Kittle, just kind of weird looking, man. I don't know.
Kind of weird.
I don't know what look would work for him, but I know the one that he has isn't.
Truman, who looks worse, George Kittle, or look up this name for me real quick. Search up Unai, U-N-A-I. I mean, U-N-A-I.
Okay, U-N-A-I.
Space Emery, E-M-E-R-Y. I see it. Who looks worse?
George Kittle looks worse.
You don't think, but what do you think about the rat face there?
I think it's fine. I think his hair, he's well trimmed, and that's fine.
But dude, his face, he looks like he's a rat.
I don't. These photos, look like.
Oh no, that's
these,
not.
These are doing pretty good justice.
Dude, he's looking good in those. What the hell? GQ shooting him up there.
Dude, this is a pretty bad like.
I mean, he just looks like a regular guy there, though.
Yeah, he mostly just looks like a normal guy, dude.
Why are the pictures making him look like a regular guy? Oh, here you go. There you go. Voldemort looking at.
Yeah.
He's a rat.
I don't know, man. I think you've got to, like, you also look at that guy and you're like, yeah, he's also 45 or whatever, you know? You're like, he's fine looking for a 45
year old guy or whatever.
All right. Okay. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. I like that.
That's our hot takes. Allison, we appreciate it. We appreciate the good luck charm. Chiefs have not lost. Anytime we've talked about people being hot,
we love the hot takes. Those are fun.
The hot takes. We're going to slowly rate 20 NFL players on whether or not they're hot.
Who's next? Who are we choosing next? Oh, you should put up Max Crosby next. I think that would divide the masses. Cam Scadabo.
I thought about Cam Scadabo. I think it would be agreed that he is not hot.
Well, we can't put up someone like Trent McDuffie, who's just objectively attractive. Right.
I think Max Crosby could be polarized.
Ooh, what about a Creed Humphrey? Oh, he could be hot. Oh no, he's hot.
Go Max Crosby. That's what I want next. I don't know if you pick one. Go Max Crosby. I would like to see what the girls and the gays would have to say.
Oh no, he's hot.
Because he's got insane neck tattoos also.
Neck tattoos are actually kind of working for him, I fear.
I don't know. I don't know if that does work for him. But it's like blonde, kind of blonde hair, red beard. There's a lot of things going on. I need to know where the girls and the gays.
Hold on, I need to check one thing real quick before we end this episode. Let me get a little Google searching going here.
What are you Google searching?
Hold on. So, damn, they just signed him to a 3-year, $106.5 million extension with the Raiders. So the Chiefs cannot trade for Max Crosby this season.
No, they cannot. Tough. Yeah, 3 years, 106, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. They said 160 for a moment. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
No, 106.
I was like, I'm going to challenge you on that.
One of the highest paid defensive ends in the sport.
Well, there you go.
Did you see what he had to say about Mahomes?
No.
He had a really positive quote for Mahomes. He said, like, this is the best looking Chiefs team I've seen in a while.
I would agree. All right. Owen Gosh Dominant on Twitter. Steam Machine on Twitter. OC Dom on Instagram. Steam Machine on Instagram. You can Snapchat us. You can text us. Comment in the YouTube videos. Comment it on Spotify. Owen's been checking that.
Yeah, I've been checking those.
Text us. Find a way to get us your hot takes, and we will rate them. We'll put you on the tier list. We'll go back through at the end and rank how bad we were and how wrong.
Shout out both of our moms.
Yes. For weird spelling. Stephanie with an F and Tracy with an I. That's weird.
Truman with a Q.
Shout out Chuck.
My father was a gamer.
See you.